Talk a little bit more about the final numbers. Coach, congratulations on the victory. You had to be thinking, this is Groundhog Day when you find yourself down 15-4 in the first half of that first quarter, but your team just fought back and fought back. And what a gutsy performance tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like you said, gutsy is a good word. I mean, just relentless, unwavering desire, effort the entire time. I mean, because the game starts and, I mean, you blinked and it was 11-2.
Yeah.
You know, three big threes, a couple of turnovers, and it looks like they're off and running. And from the 15-4 mark on, they scored 1 point in the rest of the first and second quarter. So, I mean, that just speaks to the effort and the desire that our guys had. And they always do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't win games with 29 turnovers the way that we did tonight without defensive just toughness. I mean, every single guy that went out there, I mean, they got deflections, they got steals, they got rebounds. They just did everything. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of these guys for the effort they gave tonight, you know, in any other circumstance. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And exciting, you know.
Oh,
it was,
man.
You couldn't sit still. I mean, there's a minute and a half left. We're up 9, and I'm still, you know, not settled because we don't want to hold the ball, even when that means to win the game.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really like to do that, and so it led to some mistakes. But, I mean Avery, you know, coming back tonight helps in a big way. I mean, he's still gimping around. But, I mean, that shows a lot of heart, a lot of desire to want to be there for your teammates even when you're hurt. And, you know, so I'm very proud of these guys.
What a night for Jackson scoring.
Right. Well, we've had discussions with him before, and tonight was one of them. I said, you know, you're really good, and at some point in time, you might have to be a little selfish. And, you know, he took advantage of his size and just dominated around the rim. And he played, you know, Oldham probably as well as anybody's ever played him.
Yeah.
I mean, just did a fantastic job defensively for us and offensively. Just an amazing game for him.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned weathering the storm there and getting that lead in that second quarter. I mean, would you have to say, I know Lakin missed some shots that they normally probably hit, but would you say this is probably your best defensive effort of the year?
Oh, 100%. And usually, you know, we talked about this. I think our defense is really good. I think it's something that we can hang our hat on. It's just cost us in some big moments. So we probably look at that, you know, as a whole, like it's bad defense. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's just it's cost us a few times. And our transition defense the first half was not good. Even when we built the lead up, they were still running behind our guys because our guys were too worried about getting matched up with the correct one. You can't do that at that moment. You know, it might take a post player a little bit of time to get back there because they were under the rim. So, I mean, the second half, we cleaned that up and did a much better job. So, I mean, are there things that we need to, you know, improve upon? Yes. But desire and effort is not going to be one of those right now.
Oh, absolutely not. But this kind of sets you back on the right track here as you go with your four games here left of the regular season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's just been a constant, you know, a constant, you know, there's been some form of adversity for our team. And you know, outside of the Hayes game where, you know, they kind of handled us, you know, we've been a part of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just come up a little short in some of them. So, you know, record-wise, it doesn't look, you know, pretty, but when you talk about teams, you want them peaking at the right time, mm-hmm. you know, and despite not having our full arsenal, you know, our guys, if they give that effort right there, it's going to be hard to beat them. And so this sets up, you know, us going forward, you know, a big game Friday, you know, at home with Holcomb, which will be exciting. They're playing really well and very well coached. So we're going to have to be ready for it. But I think this win right here puts a lot of confidence in our guys.
Yeah, they ended up winning by 3 over Ulysses tonight. So kind of knew that would be a good game.
Yeah, at Holcomb, yeah, that's a tough one. And, they'll be ready to roll, I'm sure. And so are all our guys. And should be fun.
That'd be nice. You'll be able to dust off the home white uniforms again Friday.
Yeah, right. Everybody's got to dust them off. We get a we get to rent that building for a couple games now.
Yeah, you got three of the next four.
That's crazy.
That?
So, yeah, that'll be fun.
Hey, congratulations on the win, Coach. What an effort here. And had a lot of players step up for you tonight here. And thanks again for joining me here. And we'll talk to you a few more times
here
this week.
Also on that one, I thought, to talk about role players, bench guys that stepped up, I thought Camden Vogelmore did an amazing job tonight. I mean, his defense was fantastic. He was more aggressive. I mean, and so we're starting to kind of see some guys step up. So we had a lot of those guys tonight. He was one of them.
I almost did mention him there, but I'm glad you said something. But, yeah, and he had the nice layup there, and I know he wants that other one back. But
right, yeah. You know, it's a tough little close quarters right there, a lot of hands around. So, but, yeah, I thought he did a great job tonight.
Absolutely. Congratulations on a huge road victory for you guys. And we'll talk to you coming up here probably tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again.